a city in Tenino, Washington. Tenino, Washington. And apparently the local merchants are doing this. So in here's a scenario. A woman goes in or gets them at a grocery store, gets her food, and then she hands the cashier a slice of wood marked $25 and then takes her belongings. Apparently, decades after it created a similar program during the Great Depression, the city is dipping into its emergency accounts to give people in need up to $300 per month in wooden currency to spend in town.
All right. Okay, so we're looking at a picture of it kind of looks like a balsa wood business card.
Yeah, exactly. And just about every business in town is doing this, and they accept the wooden script. The currency is about the thickness, size, and flexibility of an index card and printed on the same 1890s era press once printed the Depression currency and the local newspaper.
If a town agrees to create their own currency and they honor it,
I wonder
what would be the difference between that. I mean, if it's all, it's a system. If everyone's in agreement, you don't have to use that currency, but if you choose to, you could.
Rare part would being everyone in agreement,
right?
In the community,
Burning Man, that festival, doesn't that kind of isn't that like a barter system there? I don't want to say
a lot goes on there.
I know, but I had recently heard that
you barter money for goods and services.
That people don't spend money there, which I don't know how that could work.
Get out of here. All right, if you've been to Burning Man and can tell us, let us know. 215-263-WMMR.
You know who loves it there?
That would be weird because you'd have to bring...
Out to the desert?
You'd have to bring like your
chicken.
Your donkey with a pack on it, you know, to carry all your stuff you're going to trade your goods and services for.
Michael Cicchino goes to Burning Man
he
every
does.
Year.
Yeah.
Does he?
We'll have to ask him. Yeah, he's a big fan of that.
And our van there friends go as well.
They do.
Yeah, they're huge fans.
Okay. Well, this place is using pieces of wood as currency right now. And the businesses can redeem the script for real dollars at City Hall, or they can sell them on the side.
Huh.
And some merchants said that they've been offered, listen to this, this is what's cool. They've been offered three times the face value from coin collectors around the country.
There you go. Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Can you break this for wood chips, I guess? Is that the change?
Yeah, maybe. Tenino has a population of about 1,800 people, so it's small community.
Yeah.
It's about a 25-minute drive south of Olympia. And
they
around
the human sacrifices.
Around the turn of the 20th century, it became a boom town with four hotels and 11 saloons as the stone from its several quarries was in demand to help rebuild Seattle and San Francisco following devastating fires. But that was a system they had set up.
They brought it back.
In the 1890s, and I guess a historian or someone in the community thought it might be something they could do, and they're working on it. All right, let me go to somebody who's been to Burning Man a lot. This is Flick.
Flick!
Hey, Flick.
Flick who?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
All right, so can you speak to Casey's, the rumors that he's heard that when you go to Burning Man, you barter, you don't spend money?
Yeah, that's definitely something that happens. I don't think I've ever used money at Burning Man. I'm sure some people do, but, like, no, you pretty much just trade stuff.
So when you say you're trading for food, and what do you trade for?
Goods and services, mostly drugs.
Basically drugs.
Yes,
I thought that was it.
Okay.
And there we go.
But what are there any vendors? Are there people selling food and drinks and things like that?
Yeah, like some guy gave me Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Soda. And by the way, wasn't like a stand or something like that? It was some guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. This was like a stand of like a guy selling soda.
Okay. All right.
And I gave him a tarantula that somebody gave me for drugs. So drugs,
there you go. Tarantula. That's the way it was meant to be.
So you swapped drugs for a tarantula, and then you swapped the tarantula for a Coke.
Dude, you got to go to Burning Man.
Only with you, dude.
Oh my god.
I'll protect you.
are you going
to
go
when
it?
To protect you though, because there's a lot of. There's a lot of danger.
Is like, there?
Oh,
yeah.
Do tell.
Oh, my God.
Like what kind of danger? Like people trying to rob you?
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time. But, like, then you just go and you find, like, a big guy and be like, hey, I'll give you a tarantula if you protect me. And
I'll give you a blow hobby if you protect me for the rest
of
the
Can you break
weekend.
This tarantula?
See, now, I thought it was all, you know, like a love end.
Yeah.
I'm kind of just being funny. It's basically just love.
All right.
Mostly. Gotcha.
But tarantulas are the accepted currency.
That one time, at least.
At Burning Man. Where the hell did you... Did somebody gave it? Was it in a container?
Dude, there's people dressed up like dog men. Like, of course there'd be tarantulas. Why?
Yeah.
Tarantulas are the normal aspect of it. Did you come in with drugs as a means to, you were going to use that to barter?
I brought enough that if that happened, you know.
So you knew you would have that as a potential currency in case you needed a tarantula and then a Coke?
Yeah, exactly.
Do the vending machines take tarantulas?
If you push it in hard enough.
By the way, what was it? Was it just weed, or did you have some other stuff?
No, I just deal with weed and like natural stuff like shrooms. And-
okay, okay. Yeah, that seems very Burning Man. Shrooms seems like a Burning Man kind of thing.
Wow.
Anyway.
I love the tarantula story. All right, Flick, thanks, man. Don't be a stranger.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye. Wait, so, that's Dr. Mike's line.
Remember that dude
wait a second, maybe
who ran into the fire?
Yes.
Yeah.
Committed suicide.
Yeah, just ran right into that bonfire that they do.
Wow. Okay. Hang on a second. Let me go to, here's a guy. We have an anonymous caller on the line. Hi, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we're going to call you Guy because it says Guy on my screen here. So, would you concur with Flick there about, a lot of bartering, trading?
I would not. My experience in 2012, which was a festival of fertility, everything was gifted. It's all, you know, just gifting. You can show up with, supplies. You can show up without supplies. It doesn't matter. As long as you make your way in, which is you have to go through the, there's like an entry check to make sure that everybody has their survival supplies and everything.
Right.
But once you pass that, it really doesn't matter. Like I was there for 10 days. My first 3 days, wow. I walked around with nothing, man. And I had people from New Zealand giving me food. I mean,
so
the,
how
drug
did you,
thing is, the drug thing is totally real.
How did how did you get in? If they're checking you for your survival supplies to make sure that you can exist out there, how did you get in without nothing? With nothing?
Well, what I mean by nothing is like no money. Nothing that you would use for currency. I mean, you show up with your camping stuff, your food,
okay,
you know, whatever. And as long as you got that, you know, you can get in. I'm not, you know, disclosing how you get everything else in, but, you know, that's there as well. That was pretty interesting that guy traded with someone for
a tarantula.
Tarantula for a Coke. Yeah.
Right. So wait, 10 days.
That was amazing.
But how are you there for 10 days? Because my understanding is that it's just a music festival that's like 3 or 4 days. And so what am I misunderstanding about what this thing is?
Well, the actual festival is 5 days long, I'm pretty sure, but... I showed up with my guitar teacher, who was also a ranger, and he had early access. So I got to see everything built, you know, from nothing and then burned and then turned back to nothing again, you know, after everybody left.
Wow. Yeah,
well, that's wild. Okay. It's a weird thing. Yeah. It's fascinating to watch on television, but you couldn't pay me enough to go there.
Nick pulled up an overhead. Is this an overhead shot of Burning Man?
Yeah.
Good Lord, there's a lot more people there than I thought were at that thing.
Yeah. Largest city in Nevada for like a week.
And it's in the middle of the desert, right? It's like 120 miles north of Reno, apparently?
Yeah, Black Rock City.
Okay.
And everybody just sets up camp.
Yeah, you can bring an RV. You can use just your car if you want. You could, you know.
Kathy, this has got you written all over.
Oh, this is awful.
You'd love this.
I've got a friend that goes, in case she goes for a full week.
Mm.
So they go out there.
I wonder,
and
will it happen this year?
I can't imagine.
Doubtful.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, interesting. All right, dude, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Looking at
the
overhead view, it's really cool how it's set up.
Yeah, it's this like interesting-looking grid, a half-circle grid, which is, that's thousands and thousands of people at that thing. I had no idea. I figured a few thousand, but that looks like... Am I wrong? That looks like 100,000 people?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, and then some.
Wow.
And then the fire is in the middle of that circle.
Yeah.
Yep. and then the tarantulas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When my friend goes to this, so she's married, has kids. When she goes out to this, it's like she is a different person. It's like an alter ego. I mean, she dresses completely different.
I believe it.
She goes and gets like different hair. Like it's.
Does she swing?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
We're not that close. I haven't asked her that part. but I mean, it's like, and then she comes home and that's done and the hair comes out and she's a normal person.
Mm. Now, I like camping and I love cool things like this, but looking at that overhead shot, I don't think I could know.
In the desert.
Yeah.
In the desert.
It's a little toasty in the desert. So let's have a big fire.
Oh, God.
But the pictures that I see, and especially, Michael Giacchino.
Yeah.
And I've seen some pictures of him and his friends out there at that event, and it looks like it's a blast.
I think part of the appeal, Kathy, is that you can go and be another person.
Like,
you can escape your own reality for a little bit and live an alternate life and then come back and go back to your quote-unquote normal life again.
One of Michael's friends is this guy named David Silverman. Yeah. He was one of the original artists on The Simpsons. And we got to meet him while we were out there and everything. So he's like, check out this video. You know, he's like, this is me at Burning Man. And so he plays the tuba. And he takes his tuba out there. And he dresses, wild in this thing. But he had rigged up, and he's got the canister hanging on his hip. It's a propane tank that he rigged up through the tuba. And on the bell, it's a sousaphone, actually,
right.
The type you wear around you.
Yeah, right.
And so around the bell of the tuba, he has the propane tubes that come out, and the thing shoots fire out of it.
Out
while
of his sousaphone?
Out of his sousaphone.
That's amazing.
So as he's hitting the notes, it's like, vroom, 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 these big fire plumes are coming out.
Yeah, Steve, there's a photo if you want to check it out on the screen over here.
It's hilarious.
Silver O-O-T, Silver Rudy, I guess, on Instagram, David Silverman.
Wow.
But yeah, he's a genius. He's a really creative artist.
He's also a tarantula farmer, is he not?
Yes. He has a farm in Arizona. Where he raises tarantulas. But I guess people, you see sideshow stuff like that out there. Just amongst the participants, the attendees. So.
Sure, I think,
maybe that's a bucket list thing. And just to get out there and do that sometime. Yeah.
I say it now and then regret it later.
Yeah, probably. But just as an experiential thing. So
we broadcast from there next year?
Well, we were going to broadcast from Michael's house this year.
He would have been out in, yes. But, and that it will still stay on the menu for when we can do it because we've got to do that.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.